What an honor. I'm like so stoked to be here and with all of y'all, particularly with Sharif. I am a Sag, which is why I'm the friend that's always like, go do this thing. And so my bad on that one. But in my defense, I did say you should definitely get a dog. So, you know. Cool. I don't know. You guys are like really good looking. And so I just am like gazing. I do have all these books. So I'm going to start with the first one and give you guys a little tour down Morgan Parker life. Starting at like age 22 when I like knew nothing and just, you know, was drunk all the time. Cool. I'll start. Sharif loves this poem, so, and like often will make me just like recite it to a random person. So I'll start here. When I was in college and before that, I always really wanted to be on the real world. And it's like played out now, but I mostly was like, I'll be fantastic on television. Put me on there. Like, I'll be like, you know, I was like 13 thinking this. So when I was graduating college, I was like, the deadline for joining the real world will pass very quickly. So my idea was like, if I don't get into grad school, then the clear path is the real world. And then I got into grad school. So I just wrote these poems about the real world. If my housemate fucks with me, I would get so real. Audition tape, take one. I didn't come here to make friends. Buildings spit their stomachs at me and I spit back. Down the sidewalk into a bitch's hair. I am a forehead careening in clouds, a dirty tree branch brushing against the shingles of the production room. I am groundbreaking, two as one, brooding tattooed over my art, otherwise black, can do angry, can't do accents. I need little coaching or provocation, opinionated and everything a man wants. Lips and boobs, camera ready. If I hear you're talking shit about me in your confessional interview, please know, seven birds have fallen dead at my feet right out of the sky. I learned this right hook here when I was only six. Bitch, please. I'm so real, my hair is going gray. Legs bruised up like tree bark. Veins of my neck as swollen as ripe fruit. The cheeks of what is growing. I really should be on television, like, stat. I mean, I'm not worried about it. let's see. How about a Miss Black America? I have a series of poems in this book called Miss Black America. It's kind of interesting because it was one very long poem that I just wrote one afternoon listening to a lot of Curtis Mayfield and drinking Bloody Marys. Yeah, Bloody Marys. And then I decided to just kind of break them up and focus each of them on a different kind of aspect. Miss Black America. Does she drink? Smoke lights? Does she bother spitting her seeds? Does she hate her little sister? Is her ringtone R-E-S-P-E-C-T? Does she wake up next to you and shudder? Does she think she's crazy? Does she go to church? Does her therapist ask where her desires have gone? Does she know what makes her special? Does she say wild and free? Does she believe it? This is such a weird book. I like don't even know my way around it anymore. Young, sassy, and black. I use these words to distract you. Sometimes you're just like, welp, there's literally nothing else to say. my thesis advisor was like, this, huh? What are you doing? And I was like, this must stay in. how about another Miss Black America before I move on? Miss Black America. Does she flat iron or out of package relaxer? Does she blow out, pick clean, shape up, or flip her weave? Does she got that good hair from her mama's side? Does she let her white friends touch? Is she style and grace? Is she dynamite? Is she a doll for you? Does she come with a special comb? I know, I'm troubled, so just don't even worry about it. Why don't I, yeah, I think I'll just, I'm gonna go to not any less ignorant, but still, yeah, a little bit older, Morgan Parker. This poem's for Hottentot Venus. We know who that is. If we don't, we can Google. Yes. This book is mostly about black women's bodies as performance, as I think most of my books are, but using Beyoncé to kind of point at that as one extreme versus like old Morgan Parker walking down the street as the other extreme, which I think both are valuable in understanding what we're up against. Anyway, this poem's called Hottentot Venus. Because sometimes we're like circus people as well. I wish my pussy could live in a different shape and get some goddamn respect. Should I thank you? Business is booming, and I am not loved the way I want to be. I am an elastic winter. Sympathy and shock, addictive decoration. In the sunlight, my captors drink African hibiscus. They tell me I look regal, bearing fruit. I am technically nothing human. I will never be a woman. Somewhere in my memory, I was held by a man who said I deserved it. Now I understand. No one worries about me because I am getting paid. I am here to show you who you are, to cradle your large skulls and remind you, you are perfect. Mother America, unleash your sons. Everything beautiful you own. I live in LA now, but I used to live in New York, clearly. Okay, another autumn in New York. I love jazz because I'm like an old man at heart. So there's a lot of like, you'll hear a lot of like random jazz references, whether you know it or not. When I drink anything out of martini glass, I feel untouched by professional and sexual rejection. I am a dreamer with empty hands and I like the chill. I will not be attending the party tonight because I am microwaving multiple Lean Cuisines and watching Wife Swap, which is designed to get back at fathers, as westernized media is often wont to do. I don't know when I got so punk rock, but when I catch myself in the mirror, I feel stronger. So when at 5 in the afternoon, something on my TV says, time is not on your side, I don't give any shits at all. Instead, I smoke a joint like I'm a teenager and eat a whole box of cupcakes. I mean, here we are. I is who I is. Stepping on leaves, I get first night thrill. Confuse the meanings of castle and slum. Exotic and erotic. I bless the dark, tuck myself into a canyon of steel. I breathe dried honeysuckle and hope. I live somewhere imaginary. Thank you guys for sitting here with me while I've been reading from Magical Negro just like every fucking day since it came out. So it's a nice like return to not lighter, but somehow lighter. Like I'm not constantly telling you guys I hate myself, which I will do in a second. But so this is a nice little, you know, break, as it were. I was in the airport today, clearly, and I was just saying, hi, it's good to see you. I got randomly selected in security, which, you know, is not random anymore. Give me a fucking break. Don't even say that to me. I know it's not random. I fly almost weekly, and it's not random. So I go through security. Several other people also had the randomly selected thing, and they also, like, were done before me somehow. I don't even, whatever they had to find out about me. I was like, nothing's here. You're patting down my boobs. It's a bra. Like, if you're wondering, you know, they, like, did this thing on my hands. Then they're like, wait, we have to wait to get another, like, fucking apparatus. And I remember this white woman who was like way behind me in the TSA line, like was getting her stuff, and she looked at me and she was like, what happened? And I was like, girl, like, this is just literally what happens. Anyway, I was once doing this like writing group thing with some friends, and everyone would present a prompt every week. And one girl was like, let's write a poem about the TSA. And I was like, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard, and I'm not going to do it. But then I wrote this poem. I was like, that's horrible. Why are you asking us to do that? What good can come of that? This poem's called Afro. I'm hiding secrets and weapons in there. Buttermilk pancake cardboard. Boxes of purple juice, a magic word our Auntie Angela spoke into her fist and released into hot black evening like gunpowder or a cool. 40 yards of cheap wax prints, the autobiography of Malcolm X, a Zulu folktale warning against hunters drunk on polo shirts and Jägermeister, blueprints for building ergonomically perfect dancers and athletes, the chords to what would have been Michael's next song, a mule stuffed with diamonds and gold, Miss Holiday's vocal cords, the jokes Dave Chappelle's been crafting off the grid, sex and brown liquor intended for distribution at Sunday schools in white suburbs, or, in other words, exactly what a white glove might expect to find, taped to my leg, and swallowed down my gullet and locked in my trunk and fogging my dirty mind and glowing like treasure in my autopsy. It's the last day Black History Month, so let's do this. Beyonce celebrates Black History Month. I have almost forgotten my roots are not long, blonde. I have almost forgotten what it means to be at sea. Okay, maybe I'll do the titular poem and then I'll move on. I don't know why, but I always like tell audiences that I wrote this poem in the bathtub. Just feels like, now it's like super essential that you guys know that. please wait, or there are more beautiful things than Beyonce. Please wait to record Love Jones at 8:48 Saturday on BET until your life is no longer defined by Beyonce. Ants crawling over fallen leaves and little pieces of dog shit, empty chicken boxes glowing with the remembrance of Greece. There are more beautiful things than Beyonce. Self-awareness, leftover mascara in clumps, recognizing a pattern. This is for all the grown women out there whose countries hate them and their brothers, who carry knives in their purses down the street. Maybe they will not get out alive. Maybe they will turn into air or news or brown flower petals. There are more beautiful things than Beyoncé. Lavender, education, becoming other people, the fucking sky. It's so overused because no one's sure of it. How it floats with flagrant privilege and feels it can ask any question. Every day its ego gets bigger and you let that happen. But one day your shit will be unbelievably together. One day you'll care a whole lot. You'll always take vitamins and exercise without bragging. And words will fit perfectly into your mouth like an olive soaked in gin, the glory of an olive soaked in gin and its smooth smallness. A gloss will snowfall onto your cheeks, the top of your lip. The sidewalks will be the same evidenced. Combing your records, you'll see the past and think, okay, once I was a different kind of person. All right, here's this new book Well, I didn't just write it, but people are reading it, which is terrifying. I'm going to start with the fun one to read because the rest is downhill. Magical Negro. Okay, first of all, you guys, this poem is written for the most glamorous photograph I have ever seen in my natural life. It's this picture of Diana Ross walking down the street in like a negligee with a fur and eating a rib, like just, and not giving a fuck. It's, please look it up, like ASAP. It's just so good. So that photograph is a magical Negro in my book. Magical Negro number 217, Diana Ross finishing a rib in Alabama, 1990s. Since I thought I'd be dead by now, everything I do is fucking perfect. Walking wreck, reckless, and men, I suck their bones until they're perfect. I don't sleep with accolades. I don't get touched in the night. All men do is cry and ask me to be their mama. I can't get a decent fuck to save my... When I think about their feelings, I don't care. It's cool. It's cool. Come to mama. There is so much... death here. She is casual and almost fragrant, like the word kill doesn't sound as bad as it is. All my friends are sisters and husbands. I'm afraid to be uncharted. I want an empire in my teeth, but I can't be bothered to wear anything but silk. I have grown up less mysterious than my myth. All men do is think I'm looking at them. When I think about them tasting me, don't Google my tits when you can just, unfortunately, I have a body and I'm the only one in charge of it. You know what? I eat the bones too. I'm in the world. Nobody cares where I came from. Thank you. I'm like, what do I want to? All right, I'll do this, even though we're not in Brooklyn. You get it. Two white girls in the African braid shop on Marcy and Fulton. You get it. Does it hurt? Why did you come here? What do you want? Are you filming this? Do you live in this neighborhood? Do you have a picture? Do you feel comfortable? Can I ask, is that a weave? Why do you feel comfortable? Is the neighborhood treating you well? Do you read the news? Where's your real hair? Do you like America? Are you filming this? How much? Dollars. Did you hear about the trial? Where are we going after this? I heard it was non-indictment. I have been listening. Nigerian soap operas. Praise be to God. Did you just take a picture of me? How do you feel about America? Is it too late? Reminds me of TV plantations. You'll get the shoes when I have enough money. Stop crying. Your mother loves you. Not too tight because I intend her. Not too big because I want it to last. Why did you come here? You know, with everything that's been going on these days. Do the radios stay on all night? Does anyone tell a baby who they are, who they have to keep being? How did you sleep? Your soft kitchen, dark nipples. This is when we say our prayers. Women fill with infants and butter. Who are you texting? Did we make reservations? What language? Eyes so black they sear up. Hair so black there are no windows. The smell of burnt rope. How long will it be? How long do you want it? I know you. I wish I were you. I want to drag my toes in something I finally own. Do you know it only gets worse from here? Cash only. Okay, so when I was writing these magical Negro poems, at some point I was like, I guess I have to figure out, like, the magical Negro number one. Magical Negro number one, Jesus Christ. That was truly the best I could come up with. I mean, am I wrong? They make his eyes that color so he can seduce you. Literally every white boyfriend tender until they're not. Y'all know that nigger was a nigger. Y'all know those whores were whores. Sometimes I go to the sink for water and I come back with a jar full of wine. Every second I breathe, I forgive. I know, it's hard to read this over and over. I'm like, I have so many feelings. I don't know what time it is, so just, you know, riot when I've taken too long. This poem's called The Black Saint and the Sinner Lady and the Dead and the Truth. Yeah, I know. Come on. How did it take me so long to write a poem talking about that title? For one thing, I hate stillness. On the front porch, waiting, I see an animal I don't recognize. Feet of a bird, wings of a leaf. The grotesqueness of attachment, the loudness of the woods. I knew it when I was dead before. I died for my sins, and because of this, I am in the woods now, aching. It is June. I am used to being a certain kind of alone. Soon, my photosynthesis will complete, and I will be the gap between Angela Davis's teeth. Do you ever love something so much you become it? Like how when hard rain comes, you learn quick. You straighten your shoulders and hope this is better than touching. I say casual death. And the half moon is my enemy, an uncertain white girl. I wish I didn't care. I am myself shaking hands. So subtle, no one notices. Sometimes it's my rib cage or my throat does the same damn thing as my skull, the little bear inside it. Please don't make me repeat myself. Maybe two more from this book and then a new one. How's that feel? Feels good? Yeah. I'm not going to ask how you're doing because clearly I don't give a fuck. But Like, I'm over that once upon a time, but now I'm like, who cares? I'm uncomfortable, and so are you. So, this poem, I was asked to write a poem about Solange's seat at the table, and I usually am like, no, like, why is everyone writing something about something that came out yesterday? I need several years to process something. Wrote this book about Beyonce, took me 5 years. Like, so whatever. I listened to it and it was pretty good, and so I wrote this.
Have you listened to the new album?
Hell no. Didn't it just come out like 5 seconds ago? Yeah. Or someone was like, it's coming out at midnight, and I was like, that's past my bedtime. I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm sorry. Like, I have a motherfucking life. Like, I don't know what to say. I'm supposed to just be like, bye, guys. Gotta go listen to Solange. But anyway, I haven't listened to it yet, but in honor of whatever, I'll read this poem. You know, like, people just want so much from you these days. Like, huh? Jesus Christ. We are the house that holds the table at which, yes, we will happily take a goddamn seat. No one can serve two masters like we can. Be future and what they threaten to forget. Be Richard Pryor live on Sunset and be the sunset. Kiss the ground, burn it to the ground, slay dragon, speak dragon. Sometimes it feels like we invented America ourselves. The difference between worth and worthless without them is science. How it feels to not be able to see a person, and the number of instances when we believed we should die. For dinner, watermelon and a dry white. Gin, nightcap, low moon. How fucking dare we? The probability of a wave carrying a pearl in its mouth is the probability of a lamb slicing its own white neck, tying its legs to a spit for someone else's feast. All right, here's the poem for Sharif. It's called Why the Jive Bird Sings. Because. Come through numb waters, dragging rosaries and years, mouthful of salt and lemon trees, galactic plate of ash, sick enough to face every midnight. Saw a rose bush and it spoke. Never was desired, inherited from planetary alignments and Congress self-sabotage as possible homeland. Feeling the spirit, put every mother to sleep, swallowed every plant in Africa, got named who or how, because the answer to why is always fear, and lack is so convenient it swells like an oak tree. The thing is not yet dead. So that's that weird journey. And now I guess I'm going to read this poem that is new. I have written only this poem since I finished my book. Can you guys still hear me? I'm like doing all kinds of weird stuff with mics. And actually, it was another thing that like I was asked to do that I was like, I'm definitely never doing that. I was asked to write this poem for the Southern California Poetry Festival. And the theme was like writing towards the future. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm definitely not doing that. And I like put it off as long as possible until they were like, it's hella late. Like, can you just do this? And this is what came out of me. I wonder where it is. It's called Search for the New Land. It's a little long, but we'll be okay, I think. It's also like a little shout out to how difficult it is for me to travel. Search for the New Land. The future is not a gender, doesn't even have a body. And then there's white women making t-shirts and selling them for $80 or whatever they do. The sun doesn't hate anyone, and neither do I. All I listen to is Lee Morgan's trumpet for long stretches of afternoons and nights in the desert. I decide on the delusion where I live, genderless and out of sight. This is how I choose to spend what I have. I'm an American, so I only hear what I want to. This is our right, to protect ourselves in times of extreme stress. In times of great fear, we do what we have to do to survive. Our task is to defend our aliveness. This one instruction for having a body, the punishment for it. I see the way birds look at me, endangered. The future is only earned or inherited. It writes itself. Everything wrong with the picture is the true meaning of the picture. The future is relative. Of course, I am conditional. I am writing this from the deep end. There are some privileges to being feared, fearing the consequences of yourself. How I came all this way and all these centuries carrying this extreme stress and pervading American fear. The taxi driver deposited my many suitcases into the busy street and drove off. I don't have enough hands. My evolution has not equipped me for this climate. Lifting a box of books into the overhead compartment, I wished for a device that would make my face a white girl in times like these, helpless with a body. No full flight would watch a white girl struggle this way, her life flashing before her under the weight of her own books. I can't even imagine it. The dissonance of chords and notes, the hilarious idea of infinity. The last time I considered suicide, on the edge of a curb, leaning into the yellow taxis of the meatpacking, which, in retrospect, would have been a terrible place to die, in front of all those white women hobbling in their high heels over the cobblestone, doing that shampoo commercial move, bathed in the light of themselves. Only I can make a joke about my own suicide attempt, but... I considered all I've learned about sacrifice and duty. I went home in an American SUV, ashamed of something. That last time I teased death, I couldn't listen to any music for weeks. Not one note of song. When I think about the story of Abraham tying up his son for slaughter, the offering on an altar at the edge of a mountaintop, the instruction to do what he had to do, as it is written. I identify most with the ram, the alternative asymmetrical sacrifice. I see the way birds look at me. It writes itself. We used to sing that song, Father Abraham had many sons, I am one of them, and so are you, praising the Lord and fearing the wind in our palm trees. The future is this awe. Looking up at the sky in California, blue and green. I am always at the edge of the end of the world. In the desert, if a ram appears, I may escape death. $80 for a certain and secure future. Miles Davis's trumpet on blue and green, a future where I no longer need to be grateful. Baldwin wrote, our crown has already been bought and paid for. What's important in these times of war and faith is the consideration, the lean into traffic, the axe raised dutifully. You are always almost gone. It is written so that we may remember. Documentation of the past makes the future possible. I am learning all I can from this day so I can teach it to who I will be tomorrow. I have written, I am a different person every minute, and everybody knows I don't believe in time anyway. I did not inherit it. I always misremember the title Search for the New Land, the Lee Morgan album, and the book by Julius Lester. I misremember the. I think a new land. A, all I can hear is go, wherever, anywhere but here. In Julius Lester's Search for the New Land, it is written, being, to be. In America, one was taught to do. My task is to wander until I find a safe place to continue being. I think effort and sacrifice and faith, fingers crossed. I think it is my responsibility to find the ram to slaughter in my place. If we hate the past more than we love the future, Julius Lester wrote, we will succeed in bringing that past into the future. Documentation of the past makes all futures possible, makes the land new. The. It is written. The difference between surviving and being. The future is. Take it. The future is out of body, out of sight, certain as the. Looking up at the sky in California. The trumpet again and again. Wind, blue, one holy bird and everything possible and promised. The new land already waiting for me. Even me. Thanks.